We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome Esther Goulias, the tax lady from EG Tax. Hi, Esther.
Hey, how are you?
Are you ready to go this morning?
I am. Are you kidding? I've already walked 2.5 miles, did 2 tax returns, and I'm ready.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I get up early.
Wow.
You've accomplished more than everyone in this room already this morning. Hey, I think maybe the big question on everybody's mind, because this year we heard so much about taxes with right. the new tax law passed in Washington, right. but for this year's returns, is that really affecting any?
No. It's old law on 17, but what you really have to do is when you're doing the 17 return, you need to, in all fairness, say, okay, we're already 3.5, 4 months into the 18. This is what it's going to look like next year because people are getting more take-home pay. And so you want to find out, well, are you really getting that big of a tax cut or are you getting a tax cut at all? Because if you're getting more take-home pay, that means there's less withholding. If there is no tax cut for you next year, you could owe money. So that's what we're trying to do is get people ready. So like let's say you're getting an extra $100 a month take-home pay, that's $1,200. If your withholding this year was $4,000 and they're taking out $1,200, that means $2,800 in withholding next year. And if you really didn't get much of a tax cut at all, you owe money. And so that's what we're trying to do. So we're kind of mixing up the 18 with the 17 so people get a heads up.
Do you find that it's confusing for a lot of people?
Yeah, because people think it's they think now is the tax law change. It really isn't. 17 is old law. I mean, and then on top of everything, in February, initially they said no energy credits, no PMI deductions, no tuition and fees deductions. Then in February, they said, oh, wait, we're going to let you do it. So then they made it, and no energy credits. So they made it retroactive. So somebody that did their tax return in January and February, if they had their own software or went to a professional, you couldn't have done it. But then they said you can. So you have to go back and amend those tax returns. Then last week, they said for 2018 initially your home equity credit line wasn't deductible. Then last week they said it is. So, I mean,
you just like pulling your hair out.
It's just like crazy because it's like the politicians don't know what they're doing. Well, how are we supposed to be able to tell people, you know?
So
we say just like hold on to your socks and we'll see as the year progresses.
Bottom line maybe for looking ahead to next year, that nice check you get for a tax return, maybe don't expect
it could be
as big
dwindled.
Of,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be dwindled. That's why you want to make sure. I know on our website at egtax.com, you can go in and plug in your stuff, and it'll tell you what your tax liability will be, your projected tax liability using this year's income and expenses, what you can expect for next year. That'll help, you know.
What's your gut thinking about how many people waited till the end to do this?
Oh, my
this
God,
year?
I've never seen it. We're extremely busy. Extremely busy. I mean, people that would come in and I think, you know, a lot of seniors kept thinking, well, wait till April because the weather's going to break, you know, getting back to this horrible weather this weekend. I mean, you know, they were talking yesterday about the SAD disorder and everything, people being seasonally affected. I am very seasonally affected. I want some spring. So I think people have been waiting for, especially in Western New York, for the weather to break. It ain't breaking.
You think that's a big reason for
people
to...
If you ask me, it is broken. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You think that's a big reason for people to, you know, wait
know
to do
seniors,
their taxes?
Seniors don't want to come out in the ice and the snow, you know. So, and then I think there's also the confusion about how's this all going to affect me. You know?
Right.
And now, normally, we're looking at April 15th for the deadline.
April 17th.
Yeah, it's going to say it's a Sunday
and
this
gonna
year.
And it's going to snow.
Right. okay.
Not the best. So when you see people coming in, what's maybe the number one question they have for you?
Everybody
or is it mostly just people handing over
things? Everybody starts off and says, now we saw your commercial with all the books piled up for 2 years. So will you give us an idea what's going to happen next year? And I say, well, we're first doing this year and then I'll show you next year. you know, based upon everything. So then everybody walks out knowing what they're looking at. You know, and some people are getting a gigantic tax cut if you're an upper income person or somebody with children. You know, under the age of 17, you're doing very well. But if you're somebody that maybe was close to itemizing, always itemized a little bit, or had employee business expenses, you're getting a small tax cut, no tax cut, or you're going to owe some money. So that's the mix, but depending upon what you do professionally.
Here to help those of you who maybe haven't started, maybe you are underway, or maybe you're just looking forward till next year, is Esther Goulias from EG Tax. Esther, you know, these people who haven't started yet, does that surprise you? I mean, we're only days away.
Nope. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, there are people that traditionally, as a matter of fact, I was just telling a client the other day that somebody that comes in like today is Friday, they'll say, I'm in early this year. Because wow. They didn't come in on the 17th. You know, there are just some people that are traditionally, they like to file at the end. And that's the
especially
way it is.
Especially if they owe, right?
Especially if they owe.
Because you know. Who wants to write a check ahead
that's
of time?
That's for sure. And there's, you know, they say there's 30% of the people that do stuff, and then 70% and 30%. I mean, that's the way people are. And so there are people that traditionally file late. And then there's some people that say, oh, am I ever late this year? You know, so.
Hey, now, a lot of people at this point, if they haven't done it yet, a lot of people are looking at extensions.
Right.
What do they need to know about that?
Okay, so the important thing to know is your taxes are due midnight the 17th. So a lot of people say, I'll file an extension, pushes it off till October. It doesn't. It only extends the time to mail in or send in the tax return. But on the 17th, your taxes are due. So a lot of federal and state. So a lot of people that are looking for extensions, they have to get the money into the government by the 17th. Now, you file a Form 48 on the federal, IT-370 on the state if you want to extend it. Now, one of the good things, you can use an extension as a tool, though, if you have to make an SEP or 401k deduction, because that extends the time to make the contribution to your pension plan till October the 15th. So, like, let's say somebody that wants to put money into a pension plan, self-directed pension plan, and maybe they have to do $20,000, but they don't have it. They have the money for their taxes, but not for the pension plan. If they file the extension, they have to pay their taxes, but extends the time to make the contribution to their pension plan. So they get the deduction now, even though they don't make the contribution till later. So it is a tool.
All right, we're in studio this morning with Esther Goulias, the tax lady from EG Tax. Busy weekend. It's the last weekend before you have to file your taxes, which is Tuesday. From the text line, someone says, can I deduct prepaid property taxes?
Okay, so you had to make sure that you get a warrant. There was a warrant issued from the city. So the governor made the proclamation. If the city followed suit and gave the warrant and you prepaid it, it would be up to the IRS for a final decision, but most people are taking it, yes.
We are live in studio with Esther Goulias from EG Tax, taking your questions this morning. And Esther, I'm sure it doesn't surprise you that there are the questions that just roll in, especially when we're only a few days away from deadline day. So let's get right to it. Over on our text line, somebody saying, if I contribute money to my IRA, will I get a bigger refund?
If you put money into a traditional IRA and you qualify, with tax law, there's nothing easy, but here's the bottom line. If you're in the 25% bracket, federal and state, you put in $6,500 because you're age 50 or older, you'd save $2,080. I mean, I'd love to save $2,080, you know. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to do, especially if you have money available and you're just transferring it from one account to another.
Here's another. Is there a maximum education deduction for what I pay in college tuition for my child?
Yeah, so the American Opportunity Tax Credit is $2,500. The state of New York also offers one that's like $400, but you can also use it as an itemized deduction on the state, so you have to weigh it both ways. So if you're kind of a heavy hitter on New York State, you'd probably do better taking it as an itemized deduction as opposed to a credit. But it's around $2,900 between the two. That's a lot of money.
This person sounds like they might be a little bit like me, a bit of a procrastinator. They said, if I itemized in 2015 but didn't claim my property taxes, Can I go back and claim those deductions now?
Yeah, you can amend. Actually, 2014 is closing on April the 15th. So this is the last time to do your 2014 or amend a 2014 tax return. Make sure you send it certified. But yeah, you can amend up to to 3 years. They can't bother you, and you can't bother them after 3 years.
All right. Here's another. How long should I keep my taxes? You know, how long is it?
So here's the thing. Anytime you have something on your tax return that you think you got to prove, I'd never throw it away. But understanding the statute closes for 2014 on April the 15th, pretty much you're free to get rid of those tax returns. Make sure you shred them.
So 3-4 years?
3 years is the statute, yeah. So that first 14 was due on 15, April the 15th, so of 2015. So prior to that, if you don't have any stock basis that you're proving or rental property, if it's just a little simple 1040, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
You know, as we enter into this final weekend of tax season, who do you find are the types of people who like to procrastinate the most?
You know, I mean, it's all walks around all swatches of life. You will find in our lobby everybody. I mean, from rich to poor to old and young, it's kind of a carnival atmosphere this time of year because everybody knows they're under the gun.
Is Esther, have you filed yet?
No.
Are you?
I got it ready.
Okay. You're a last day?
I got
day?
It ready, and I'm going to write out the check on the 17th at midnight, postmarked. Get it all set. Yep.
It is tax time, the final tax weekend before the deadline, which is Tuesday, the 17th. Esther Goulias from EG Tax is here to take your questions. Let's go right off the bat to the text line. Someone says, Esther, that their client had $32,000 in student loan debt canceled due to the death of her son. She was the signer on the loan. Is that taxable?
If it's her obligation, it's still going to be taxable. But debt cancellation due to insolvency can be forgiven by doing Form 982. So it is taxable on the left-hand side, but on the right-hand side, she may be able to get out of the penalty for debt cancellation by using Form 982.
Now, I know this is something we talked about earlier, but for people just tuning in, still questions rolling in about the new tax law, how it impacts your refund. Somebody texting in, I got a big refund for 2017, then 2016. Does that have anything to do with the new tax law? It hasn't taken effect yet.
No, each year is independent of one another, but a lot of changes are happening in 18, of which we are now in, but those returns aren't due until next April the 15th.
So it's next year's returns when you'll see the impact.
So you want to plan now for next year, but next year's actual tax returns aren't due till April the 15th of 19.
Okay. Parents with kids, you wanted to get into this.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Tax credit.
Child tax credit is doubled in 18 and up to $400,000 worth of income, married, filing, joint return. That's remarkable because it phases out. Now it's $1,000. It phases out like at about $110,000. So parents, I hate to say a tax tip is to have children, but it is. Up till the kid is 17, it's like remarkable. The other thing is many times parents have kids who have been working and they don't know what to do with their W-2 forms, so they file them away and they don't do the tax return. Do those kids' tax returns. They got money coming back. And you can file up to 14 until April the 15th here. I did a parent the other day. He says, my kid only made $4,000. Should I file the return? He had a $250 refund coming. So, I mean, you know, that's a lot of money to a kid.
It's a lot of money to me. My kids both are, you know, part-time workers, full-time students, and they just file their returns.
That's right.
And,
they get money back. So if you've been not filing your kids' returns, take a look at them because they probably have money coming back.
Who's generally responsible for that, the kid or the parent?
What, kids? Kids aren't responsible. No, parents are responsible. But I mean, legally, no. The IRS will keep your money. See, they'll say, well, I'm getting refunds. There's no penalty. But it is, after 3 years, they keep your money. You can't get it back.
I like that idea, though, for parents everywhere. You know, if your kid wasn't planning on doing his tax, you ask, you file the return. There's $250 coming, and then you just wave it in front of their face. I'm like, hey,
that's true. Then
this is why you do your taxes.
They learn a lesson.
Room and board, Brian. That's room and board.
That's right.
Here's another one. What year did property tax relief checks start? Do you need to claim them on your property tax relief. Claim them on your taxes.
Yeah, property tax relief was like in 16 and 17, and you don't claim them. What you do is you reduce the deductibility of the property taxes you're taking on your Schedule A by the property tax relief you received in 17.
It's all so confusing to so many people. Is this why you recommend just having somebody check your taxes over instead of doing a lot of the things
yourself?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, ignorance is not bliss when it comes to taxes. You can, we had a lady that, talking about people didn't file. She had earned income credits coming. She hadn't filed in 10 years. She lost like $100,000 in refunds because she didn't file. So make sure you file a return. If you're, it's nice to have it double checked, really, because it's the money you're saving is yours. And if you have any questions, EG Tax is there to help you.
For those do-it-yourselfers, is there one thing in particular that you see maybe when you double check them that they miss?
Yeah,
in particular?
I mean, there's like, for instance, people will claim their New York State refund, and with all the credits on New York State, many of those refunds aren't taxable at all, and they don't need to go on your federal return. People include the W-2s for their kids on their own W-2s. That's wrong. I mean, there's so many people don't know. You know, ignorance is not bliss, right?
There were a lot of changes during the tax season, and people who may have filed early, you know, missed out on
that's
some,
right.
some
the
things.
Earned income credit, I mean, the energy credit wasn't allowable when you started filing your returns, but they're now allowable retroactive. Tuition and fees deduction, now allowable. MIP that you couldn't get if you're getting a second statement from your mortgage company, that's because the MIP is now deductible, even though at the beginning of the tax season it wasn't.
So you can amend your return.
You can.
You're running around like crazy over the next few days. Hey, this time next week, are you going to be sitting back
Palm
in a lounge
tree
chair somewhere?
In Florida, pina colada coming up.
Umbrella in your drink, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Good stuff. Esther, we always appreciate the help.
And don't forget, tomorrow on our radio show, we'll give them more tips.
Okay.
At BEN.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right here on WBEN.
Yeah.
That's Esther Goulias, the tax lady from EG Tax.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.